والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، my dear sister brothers, sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In this blessed month, Muslims are commanded to work hard. And just before I go for the teaching of the fifth, I remind myself and you, this is the month of the rewards. If Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give you life and you reach the month of Ramadan, that is the biggest blessing ever Allah give it to you. Why? Because the doors for all the gates for Jannah will open widely to accept more people. And it will be closed to all the gates of Jahannam, wa li'awzu billah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enter all of us in the Jannah. I remember, we found some people are very hot in the beginning of the month of Ramadan. And little by little they go down. It's not good. You should go and make an heart and remember. Salah in the masjid are something great. You never expected the reward. And remember, every faridah equal to 70 faridah in the month of Ramadan. Meaning that if you come to the masjid and you pray in jama'ah and salat al-dhuhr, Allah give you how many dhuhr? 70 dhuhr. And the good deeds in the whole year, al-hasanatu bi'ashar bi amthaliha. The one good deed equal to 10. Except in the month of Ramadan, every single good deed equal to 700 good deeds. Wallahu yudha'ifu al-ajr liman yasha', and Allah could multiply it to unlimited number. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying in the holy hadith from Allah, kullu 'amal ibn adam fa huwa la illa al-siyam fa huwa li wa ana ujzi bih. Every work or deed for the son of Adam is for yourself. If Allah he said, except the fact that it's for me, and the reward is going to come from me. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will distribute the reward among the believer, it means nothing will be compared with it. A sunnah, don't ignore the sunnah. Because the sunnah, every sunnah you perform it in the month of Ramadan, Allah considers it like you perform the fast. Allah. As-zakah. The sadaqah in Ramadan, you taking the dollar and you give it to the poor, Allah will give consider like you making 70 faridah, 70 farad. And the good deeds will be 700 times. My dear brother, the great chance for all of us. Let you take your children with you to the masjid. Let you take your wife with you to the masjid. Perform the ibadah, qira'at al-Quran. Every lala is a 10 good deeds in the whole year, except in the month of Ramadan. Allah will give you with every lala in the Quran 700 times, and Allah could multiply to an unlimited time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to perform and the dua. How you perform all of that? The dua in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma a'inni ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. Allahumma أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. You ask Allah to help you. But fasting is at numbers of hours. How you perform it? Some people, they use the Ramadan to sleep. Come back in the Dhuhr time and sleep for 6 hours. People like back home, I just come from overseas. What the people do? They stay until the whole night. They don't sleep at all. Until 5-6 o'clock in the morning. And then they sleep and woke me up before the Maghrib 15 minutes. So he sleep the whole day. Where is Qira'at al-Quran? But people around the TV, Sheikh Abdullah calling, Jazallah khair, he told me, tell the people something good. The good thing is actually the people, they are interesting to have fun during the fasting period. To watch a movie, to watch dancing, to watch so and so, and that's what they need the people to be. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide and accept it from all of us, inshallah ta'ala. The question is, it's very simple. When I take the plane,
Because it happened and they found a lot of men, a lot of arguments in that lane.
People actually know in our mission in the Middle East, they start early before us.
Fasting early before them us. Before us.
Time could be 7-8 hours different. That means they are ahead of us 8 hours, 7 hours. It depends what country is. You know, because we have a difference in time from place to another place, from country to another country, and even in the same country you find different times. Maybe in the city, they have breakfast 5 minutes early, or 5 minutes after, or 10 minutes after, 15 minutes, half an hour. It could be like between Mecca and Riyadh. The people in Mecca, they break their fast early, half an hour, than Riyadh. The time even in the same country. When we take the plane, we found that people actually start fast early, 7 hours. In order to break the fast, they said, we're going to wait until we reach United States, New York, whatever it is. And then after that, the number of hours will be increased 7 or 8 hours more than the country, the original country, which is part, they want to promise. For example, I'm speaking about my country, Egypt. I found myself the 7 hour difference. We start early 7 hours. And you know, when you go on the plane, go east, the sunset will be early. When you go west, the sunset will be late. Numbers, late of hours. So that means the people, they said, you know, when is the iftar? They looked at the watch, they said, originally, the iftar in my country now. They looked at the watch, and they say the iftar, it was like in the Dhuhr time about 12 o'clock noon, while we are in the plane, and we still have ahead like 7.5 hours, almost, in the United States. People divide into different groups. The first group, they say, no, I am 14.5 hours now fasting, I'm going to break my fast now. And then I said, when I said that, I told them, open the window, there is a sun there, it's still daytime. Are you going to eat? The other people, they said, okay, no, I'm not going to follow my country. I will see the country under me. We ask the pilot where we are. And I break my fast according to this town or according to this country. The third group, I said, no, I'm going to wait until I reach the final destination, the arrival station, which is the United States, and I'm going with the people there in the United States to break my fast, but the number of hours of fasting will be 22 hours. Some of them said, you know, I cannot carry anymore. 22 hours is too much. And some of them, they insisted to continue until 1 hour, 2 hours, until they call them, I cannot wait anymore, give me food, Allah, Ghafur Rahim, Allah will accept it from me, and the sun is still outside. Where we are from this, my brother? Because people, most of us, we don't have actually time to study the fiqh. Let me just remind myself and you, I review a lot of materials. Before I came to you, because we have a different fit, let me see what happens. As you know, my dear brothers, in general, sisters in Islam, in general, when you go very high, remember, if you are living in a high building, or a high mountain, or you are in a plane, your time will never gonna be matched with the people in the land. Why? Sometimes people who live in the 30th floor, 35th floor, 24th even, they hear the adhan in the street. And maybe when you put the radio, it says, now this is the time for adhan in Maghrib. And because you live in a high building, you look from the building, you build the window, and you find the sun is still showing it to you. People in the land, they don't see that. And when they give you the news in the land, now this is the Maghrib, And when you are in a high place and you look to the sun, you find the sun is still rise. It's not set yet. And now all of you, you know, in the ayah from Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وكلوا واشربوا حتى يتبين لكم الخيط الأبيض من الخيط الأسود من الفجر ثم أتموا الصيام إلى الليل. Eat, كلوا واشربوا and drink until you identify the white stripe from the black stripe to identify about الفجر الصادق, the time of الفجر. The Sahaba, they used to sleep in a dark place and they have like a white stripe. And when they take it and they are able to identify this white stripe in the dark time, this is the time of the fajr, they hold themselves and in order to start their fasting period. Fine. وَأَتِمُّ الصِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ and complete your fasting until when? Until when? The night. When is the night start in Islam? By the Isha time or by Maghrib time? Maghrib time. Jazakumullah khair. Let's start with this point here. So the issue in Islam, the command in Islam, you must break your fast as the sun was something. Right. So we know those people because a brother called me and he told me while he was in a plane, he heard the pilot, he said, ladies and gentlemen, now we're passing an area in Luxembourg in Europe, and the people, we are over the Luxembourg in Europe, and now this is the time of the Adhan. The pilot, he said that. People opened the window, they found the sun is still showing. Because when you are in a highest place, you are different in time, remember, than the people who live in the land. Those who have experience and they live in a high building, sometimes the Maghrib time is not exist and they follow the radio and they follow the Adhan in the radio or in the internet, whatever it is, because when they give you the time, they give you the time according or based to the landing time or the land place, not in the highest place. Sometimes it takes like more minutes until the sunset or less minutes until the sunset. It depends where the plane is. Sometimes the pilot, what he does, when you are in 36 or 40,000 feet up, it's different than the pilot who takes the plane to 20,000 or 10,000 feet. Some of the pilots sometimes, they lower the plane in order to make the people have a chance to break their fast early. Because when you go highest, it will be more time. You see the sun, still the sun, you could see it in the space. When you go down little by little, the sun will be disappeared. It depends. Some of the pilots lower the plane to match the place which he is exactly drive or leading the plane over. Now, remember this. Those who break their fast while the sun is still rising, their fasting is not valid. According to a great mufti, two great mufti, in the globe, the first one, his name is Zayn al-Abidin al-Hanafi, the great Imam of the Hanafi Maslak. He said, you are not allowed to break your fasting while the sun is still, because Allah in medical condition, eat and drink and complete your fasting until what? Even if you start early with your country from the destination and you find yourself the Maghrib time became exist or valid in your country or the devil under you, the Maghrib is valid, this is not your time. Your time will be in the plane. The time will be in the plane because the sun, if we calculate horizontal, if you're taking exactly the destination and the difference in time,
in vertical should be the same. You take the difference of time in horizontal. Same thing. Because if you take it like a vertical, the time of Adhan will be different from country to another country, from city to another city. Same rule will be valid when you take and you calculate horizontal. If you go up high and highest and highest, the sun will not, you may not set early like the people in the land. Every time you go up, it's different time. Therefore, nobody allowed to eat before the sun sets. If you still, you find actually the sun is still rising, you are not allowed to eat at all. If you do that, your fasting is not valid. That's number one. Number two, those who live in a mountain or above the mountain, or those who live in a highest building, they must learn that their time, they should calculate the time, they must figure if the sun sets or not. How are you going to figure it? It is the rule. It is the rule. It may take like minutes or 2 minutes, and if you're breaking your fast early with the people in the land, maybe you hear the Adhan in the masjid downstairs. Because they find some people live in the very floors of 25 floors, 24. They must make sure that is the time. And I give you evidence. Brother Shauk, if I come to the masjid here and I know the Adhan for the Maghrib, what time is it? 7:30. Brother Shauka, you know the Adhan is 7:30 because you are in the land. Can you call the Salah at 7:28 or 7:29?
No.
No, right? Alhamdulillah. You must wait for what? For the time. Same rule in fasting. You cannot go and break. You may find some people in philosophy. The Prophet is saying, make your iftar exactly, try to hurry up and eat your iftar early. And delay your suhoor. And when you speak about suhoor, if you find that suhoor here is 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, there's no base for that. All of that is not from the sunnah at all. Allah said, eat and drink until you up. Fajr time, what time now? Yeah, 5:20 is too much. 5 what? 5 o'clock. Okay. 5 o'clock. Even if you are some people, you woke up and ask me, send the question for me in the internet. And they ask me, they call me. Yeah, Sheikh, I woke up and I found 5 minutes only for the fashion. I couldn't eat. I couldn't take my medicine. I couldn't do anything. And I said, Subhanallah, may Allah help me. Yeah, Subhanallah. You still you have time, even exactly you could eat. You know in the fiqh what you have? Somebody put the piece of bread or the some orange juice or milk, whatever, in your mouth. And you hear the Adhan. What you should do? You throw it or you swallow it? You swallow it! You swallow it! If you the bread or the food is still in your mouth and you hear the Adhan, you never throw the food. Complete it, and God don't say exactly, Sheikh Mustafa, he said that, let me take another 5 pieces. Now, we talk about the piece which is still in your mouth. Can you throw it or you swallow it? You swallow it. You still you ask the drink in your hand, and you take the sip. And your mouth is exactly, your mouth followed by milk or juice, water, whatever it is. What you have to do, and you hear, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, drink it. Don't complete the cup. That's what Sheikh Abdullah Jazallah here. That is the sunnah, my dear brother. Don't ever throw the food. You woke up a couple of minutes. Who made this suhoor time? Nothing in the sunnah. You eat until the fajr time. Yes, it's recommended in the sunnah. Hold your fast. Is that not 2 hours? But like you're reading 50 ayah from the Quran in order to be in safe time. Like 15-20 minutes, brother Haidar, 15-20 minutes. But if I sleep, and I don't have any, I didn't eat anything, I need to take my medicine, and I found 2 minutes left, 1 minute left, for the fashion. Can I take my medicine or not?
Yes.
You could take your medicine. One sister, she called me. She said, I have a heart problem. And I have a tablet. They give it to me, small tablet, to put it under my tongue. This will stop and arrange and organize my heart. Because if I walk, I will feel like something in my heart, pain in my heart. Can this woman fast and she keep put this tablet under the tongue, or her fasting will be, will not going to be a valid?
Huh?
She can. Anyone has anything different? Yes. Because this is necessity for her. It's not like tablets. I don't say tablets. Because this only produced like mints or produced something to open the veins on the artery of her heart. So it's recommended, yes. Somebody has asthma. And he has to take the spray. He has. Other way you will be in danger. Can he use the spray or not? Even if you find that it's in your throat, you must take it and your fasting will be valid. But again, to our questions, remember, time in the Adhan for Maghrib are very important. Time on the Adhan to hold the food are very important. Somebody woke up 6:30. And what did he say? He looked at the time and said, Subhanallah, it's 5:30, I still have 2 minutes. And he start to eat for half an hour until became 5:30. His fasting is valid or not valid? Yes. Because he's ignorant about the time. He looked at the time, he woke up in the morning. You know, every one of us, we have difficulty to walk in the morning to eat the suhoor. So he had a flooring and he looked at the watch. He found it 5:30. And in a matter of fact, it was 6:30. And he for half an hour until it became 7 o'clock and he believed it's still 5:30. His fasting, is it valid or not? Yes, it's still valid. Islam is a beautiful religion. Don't make it difficult for yourself. Don't make it hard for yourself. Teach your family members. So my dear brothers, in the destination from place to another place, you must follow where you are. If you are in a land, make a short walk time the Adhan until you see the sunset. Some people, they wait until the Adhan is finished completely. When I can't break my Adhan, Brother Abdul Sheikh Abdullah, break my Adhan. I have to wait for the whole Adhan, or by the time of Allahu Akbar, you break your fast, hurry up in your breakfast right away. That is the sunnah of Al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And eat as much as you could until you find you identify where is the white stripe, is by the time, it's mean the time of the fashion, inshallah. Nothing wrong with this, inshallah ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our fasting. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our qiyam. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our sadaqah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify all our hearts. Remember, fasting is not by drink and food and woman. Fasting is to hold and control yourself. You find some people lose the things in the month of Ramadan. Piercing, so and so, backbiting. Remember, you could lose your fasting easy. وَلَا حَوْلَ لَا قُوَةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make all of us to be the winner in the month of Ramadan, inshallah, and to drink from the will of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I ask you in the name of Allah, and we are in the month of Ramadan. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless and grant any one of you for the Jannah, please don't forget to take us with you, because you have right for intercession for 40 people from your family members and your relatives and friends in the masjid. He was sitting with me in the masjid. Ya Allah, I'm never going to enter the Jannah until Muhammad or Abdul Rahman or so and so. Come with me. Allah will grant them because of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us in the Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fasting and our qiyam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to perform this ibadah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open the masjid of Manhattan very soon for us. And we raise the flag of La ilaha illallah in the heart of Manhattan. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make all of us to spend for the cause of Allah. Spend for the project. Wallahi inshaAllah ta'ala Allah will help us. Allah examine us. Examine us. Are we going to be patient or not? And we are serious to build the masjid Manhattan or not? Bring your money and put it in the masjid Manhattan. We open now for the zakat al-mal. Bring the sum from the zakat al-mal. It's fi sabilillah, the number 8 of the ayat in Surah At-Tawbah. You could put some in the masjid of Manhattan, because this is jihad fi sabilillah, inshaAllah ta'ala. Aqulu qawli hadha, wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Jazakumullah khayr for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you still have questions, you come to me, inshaAllah ta'ala.